cut here, which is now just a little over than 48 hours out.
Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right here so far. So 2 days out, how are things going getting ready for Thursday?
Things are going great. We are getting really excited. We got the walls up on the tent, starting to kind of place things and get it decorated and get that excitement started. So
looks like the weather's going to be great out there for that, huh?
Yes, yeah. We got lucky there for sure.
No doubt about it. So are there any cut tickets left, Amy?
There are. You still have an opportunity to get those cut tickets. So they're definitely going fast. We're getting close, but there are still some available.
Okay, for folks that are going to be attending their first cut, when do they need to be at the tent outside the Tech College main campus building, and when do things get started?
So check-in is going to be at 5:30 p.m. The actual event starts at 6, so you'll want to arrive at 5:30 p.m. Check-in is going to be held right outside the tent, right outside of the entrance. Parking is going to be available in the south and west lots of the main building. And just come on through, tell us your name, and we'll get you checked off. And you can head on in, get your drink from the Radius Bar, and start the party.
Well, let's talk about the cut and exactly what the cut is, Amy.
Absolutely. So the cut is a three-round culinary competition. So folks that are familiar with Food Network's Chopped, it's very similar to that. So we have four student chefs that are going to be competing against each other. We have Ava Kimmerly, Wednesday Bushman, Brock Constable, and Melanie Dix Pritchard, who are all in the hospitality and culinary arts program here at FHTC. So they'll compete against each other in three rounds. Each round, they'll get a basket filled with mystery ingredients, and they will have to come up with their own creative dish. So they'll have to do an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, and then they will take those creations out to the judges in the party tent out on our campus, and those judges will decide who had the best dish, and then they will kind of eliminate those student chef contestants one by one until we have a winner.
So a pretty simple process, but stress levels are high. Having covered this for several years, stress levels amongst everybody pretty high, and it'll be very interesting to see how things go, especially with that first round, because that seems to be the round where everybody trips up on their time management.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's funny because, stress levels are high, but it's always so impressive to see those students just kind of get into action and use what they've learned, and they come up with some really incredibly creative things. So it's really fun to see.
We've also talked about, you know, how this highlights the culinary arts department, but this is really huge here for multimedia and the design team that helps to really put this on and broadcast this to the masses.
Absolutely, yeah. So I spent some time with Casey over at the Multimedia Design Program spot at the downtown campus, just to kind of do a run-through of what they have so far, their graphics that they put together for the live stream. They just kind of did some camera checks and kind of ran through the process, and just watching them handle it all themselves, completely student-led, it's impressive. It's amazing what they do. And so, they're filming the competition, and that's being live-streamed to that tent, so...
All right, again, Amy, if people want tickets, tell you what, you won't be disappointed, folks, if you attend this wonderful annual event at Flint Hills Technical College. How can they get those tickets?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to tell you over the radio is just to go to our website, which is fhtc.edu/foundation. You're going to scroll all the way down on that home page, and you're going to see the CUT logo, and there will be a button right there you can click, and that will take you to the ticket link.
Sounds good. Well, looking forward to seeing you Thursday. Hope the tent's full, and looking forward to an exciting competition Thursday night.
We look forward to it, too. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks.
The cut on Thursday. Chuck?
All right. Don't forget really quickly, because we're running out of time. Interview tomorrow for the Newsmaker 2 spot has an Emporia State Choir's conductor, Josh Donaldson. Big fall concert Saturday night. The preview tomorrow.
And Amy Hall with us there from Flint Hills Technical College. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and Performing Arts at Emporia State University. Now through October 20th, the ESU Art Program faculty